It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. This past weekend's white supremacist march in Charlottesville, Virginia, has generated strong reactions here in Texas. There have been rallies across the state in support of the victims injured and killed amid the violence. In North Texas, there are renewed calls for cities to remove their Confederate monuments and for school districts to rename schools that honor Confederate leaders. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
What happened in Charlottesville is just the latest example why some Dallas leaders want to remove Confederate monuments from parks and other public property. Five city council members have signed a memo requesting the issue be placed on an upcoming council agenda. They want the council to pass a resolution that would remove Confederate monuments located on city property. Councilmember Philip Kingston sent the memo last week before the violence in Charlottesville.
The basic issue is this. They're public celebrations of an ideology of white supremacy, and they're being maintained using public funds. And that is deeply unjust for those of us who don't agree with white supremacy.
Kingston says efforts to remove Confederate statues in other cities like Charlottesville and New Orleans have gotten people across the South to talk about what to do with their own monuments. In Dallas, Kingston says a diverse coalition of community and city leaders is pushing for change.
The community here, the clergy community, and historians have formed a partnership to really try to educate the public about why it's important to remove them and to then work with political leaders to get it done.
The issue goes beyond City Hall. Over the weekend, Dallas School Board trustee Miguel Solis said on Twitter it was time to change the names of district schools named after Confederate leaders. Solis says district leaders have talked about the issue but haven't taken action.
I think as leaders, we really need to ask ourselves, what message are we sending to our children when we allow things like monuments and names of schools to continue to exist? And what signal am I sending to a child when I force them to walk into a school every day that harkens back to some of the darkest times in American history?
Solis points to what happened at One Dallas Middle School as an example of letting the community have a voice in these decisions. Hood Middle School was named after a Confederate general. Students were concerned. Last year, the school held an election to name it something else. Soon after, Solis and his colleagues on the school board approved dropping the Confederate name. The school's now called Piedmont Global Academy. Solis, a former history teacher, says what happened in Virginia can become a teaching moment for students and leaders.
As adults, we really have to ask ourselves, when these issues arise the way they just did in Virginia, what are we going to do to teach a lesson to our kids about the better component of American values? It calls for action.
Solis says his tweet does just that. Calls his school board and others to address the South's dark past. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
The weekend's white nationalist protests in Virginia showcase the racial unrest that continues to divide the country. Emory University professor Carol Anderson says the Charlottesville protests are an example of white rage, a phenomenon that occurs whenever there is any racial progress. Today on Think, she talked with Chris Boyd about laws designed to impede the advancement of people of color.
When you look at the kinds of policies, because, you know, in white rage, what I really talk about is that, yes, there's the violence, but when we're so focused in on the violence, we miss the policies that undergird that violence, that sanction that violence, and the policies that do more damage than the violence itself. And that is what we're seeing with Muslim travel bans, what we're seeing with a massive arrest and deportation of immigrants, what we're seeing with the call to privatize prisons, what we're seeing with the call for law and order and criminalization of marijuana and restarting the war on drugs. All of these things are designed to basically put African Americans and Latinos back in their place so that these people are not talking about and fighting for their voting rights.
Carol Anderson is the author of White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. This episode of Think airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Cora Cardona co-founded Teatro Dallas, and she's led the company for 32 years. So the North Texas art scene was rocked with the news she's stepping down. This is the director who created Dallas's first professional Latino stage company and brought in theater artists from around the world. But Cardona says, hold on, she's not really going away. She sat down with Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks to explain.
Cora Cardona, welcome.
Thank you, Jerome.
First off, I have to ask, after 32 years, was there any particular trigger for your decision to retire from leading Teatro?
Well, first of all, I'm not retiring. I keep saying that. I think that was a problem we had with the press release because we said retired. And really, I'm not retiring in the sense that I'm going to stop working. I think your job is your identity, is who you are, is who you are every day. So I'm going to stay with Teatro Dallas, just working special projects, especially the International Theater Festival, which it will be a good thing because it will allow me to more freely travel and see other groups and bring the best that I can to Dallas.
But then still my question is, what triggered the change?
Oh, the change? I was like spreading myself, doing a lot of things in 32 years. And I feel that now that Teatro has somewhat established that I should, you know, open the door to new people, young people that need to work in the arts. But I also think changing is challenging, and I am challenging myself to do this. I am going to be actually working more in directing and acting freelance.
You've received a Meadows grant to help you with this transition, first to hire an executive director and then an artistic director. And that made me realize that you've been doing both jobs all this time. Was that out of necessity, or do you just have to be in charge?
Well, not really. I think that because of funding issues, I wasn't ever able to split the two, and it is in part because I'm a terrible administrator. You know, had I been a good one, I probably would have already hired more people and the organization would have grown better than it is. In spite of all of this, I think I created a situation now where that's going to happen. We still need to raise some money. But I do want to thank the Meadows Foundation because they are helping us out in this transition.
You have a small space now, but you've struggled to find space in the past, and you've had to build an audience. Over 30 years, has that audience changed?
Audience-wise, we do bring different people. A lot of people come from the festival, and then they find us, and then they come back. We have very good relationships with community colleges and universities. So there are students that come because they have to for a special assignment or something. They come back. And in fact, some of their children come to our educational programs. So yes, we see that audience-wise, we are constantly changing.
So how has the announcement of your non-retirement been received?
It was funny because I feel like, man, maybe next time I'll say I died so that everybody pays attention to Teatro Dallas. But no, we're not dead, and this is great publicity for us. I would like to invite everyone to come to see our Days of the Dead production in the fall, celebrating two fantastic authors. One of them is Juan Rulfo, who was a great influence to García Márquez, and the other one is Cardona Peña, who is from Costa Rica.
Well, Cora Cardona, thank you, and I am looking forward to seeing you on stage again someday.
Thank you.
Teatro Dallas's Day of the Dead production, An Evening with Two Giants, opens October 13th. Learn more about Cora Cardona's career at artandseek.org. And for the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain with a low around 80. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, with high in the upper 90s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.